One of Britain's wealthiest men, Kevin Heaney has invested millions of pounds in Truro City, earning them four successive promotions. Now he's unveiled his biggest investment yet, a £9 million training complex, which he hopes will be the best sporting facilities west of Bristol. I spoke to Truro City Club Secretary Ian Anear, and he says it's good news for the whole community.
It's not something that will be available just to the football club. I mean, say we're going to have tennis courts in there as well, and part of the development is a big dome. And the plan is at the moment that under that dome there will be four tennis courts and five side football courts, you know, four of those as well. So it's something the community can use as well as just the football side of this club. There are some very good youngsters that have already come through into our reserve side who were previously playing for the youth setup. You know, so yes, you know, any local youngsters we can bring through or good enough to play at whatever level the club is playing at, it can only be for the benefit of the club.
Apart from Nigel Martin, a former England goalkeeper, and Matthew Etherington, who plays for Stoke, Cornwall hasn't produced many professional footballers. Ian says that these new facilities could change all that.
The talent is in Cornwall, it's just a question of harnessing it, and hopefully bringing it to Truro in the future and not seeing them run away up country. Well, I think Kevin, the chairman, is in discussions with the planners at the council, you know, right from the start, so hopefully, you know, they'll be working in tandem, they'll be agreeing, yes, this is the right site, you know, this is what you can do, that's what you can do, but ultimately a planning application will have to be submitted and approved by the planning authority. And we have had early discussions with Falmouth Town about moving down there and ground sharing for one season.
So, with plans for Truro to share Falmouth's ground, Bickland Park, from early as the 2011 to 2012 season, I sought the reaction from their supporters.
Yeah, they'd be right. But we would lower the meal, yes, but I'd be very surprised if it comes off.
It could very well happen, and it'll be good for Falmouth Town if it did. Because the ground will be upgraded, obviously, which is good for both clubs.
For Falmouth, it could be a godsend, because we're struggling financially at the moment.
Falmouth chairman Steve Kimberley was also largely positive on the plans.
Well, I can confirm that we have been approached by Truro City, who will be looking for a home for a season should they build a new stadium. At the moment, we are just in a consultation period, and that's really as much as I can tell you. We're now awaiting contact from Truro City. I think there needs to be a programme of improvements to meet the standard of the leagues that they're in, the Zambretta League, and if they get promoted to the Southern League. So yes, they will need money to be spent here, but obviously that's part of the consultation process. My opinion is if it's right for Falmouth Town, then it'll happen. If it's not, it won't.
So, a positive reaction here at Bickland Park, and maybe Cornwall will at last get first-class sporting facilities for youngsters. James Brown for Radio Falmouth.